This. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hey.
Hi.
Yo. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I can't even. This guy is a piece of work. Demi Lovato's ex-fiance, who she was engaged to for about a minute, maybe 2 months, got involved with him during quarantine, fell in love, got engaged, realized he was not the man he claimed to be. Anyway, he, over the weekend, was photographed sitting on the beach alone where he proposed, sulking about. It's like so staged and obnoxious and pathetic. He's still claiming he found out through the tabloids they broke up. She has from the start said, he knew we broke up. He was not being honest about who he was as a person. It's over. It's one of those 6 months, I got to know you better and now you're crazy and I don't want to be engaged to you. Yeah. But he won't let it go because he's getting press from it, obviously. She wants to move on with her life. She's over him. She deleted his stuff. But no, he's now having pictures taken on a beach and it's just him sulking. It's just him sulking Indian style. He's literally sitting down.
His arms crossed? Is he like meditating, pretending to meditate or something?
He acts like he's praying. Like, I don't even know what to do with this guy. I'm like, stop.
Is he trying to have these professionally done, or is it like a voyeur, like somebody walking by with a cell phone type picture?
I don't know.
I can't see it.
He's on Young and the Restless. It's really corny, and it's him sitting on a beach
saying he's milking this thing so hard, so bad. I don't know if he thinks he's going to get a movie role or a record deal or something.
Does he think we're saying anything nice?
No,
it's
we're not.
So set up.
In fact, did you see Demi Lovato's new post?
Which one?
She said how she has gone off her diet and her boobs got bigger, and she loves it now. She's like, ever since I stopped doing my diet, my boobs have gotten bigger.
She loves it.
She looks great. She's moved on. She's fine.
Yeah, she said she's heartbroken, but what are you going to do?
Yeah.
It's not like she doesn't feel anything, but she realized she's engaged to a crazy person. You got to move on with your life.
Yeah. Hey, on the way next, do you know what today is? October 12th?
Oh, Columbus Day?
It's Indigenous Peoples Day.
Thank you.
And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
It should be Indigenous Peoples Day.
Okay.
A little game called Yes or BS.
Okay.
About Columbus Day.
Oh, Riggs is on one. Here we go.
I'm on one, man. Every year this time. I'll tell you about it next. Hold on, Skis. It's 103.7 KISS FM. Riggs and Allie. Columbus Day to some people. Columbus Day to some. Indigenous people to others. October 12th to many. It's just a Monday to a lot of people. They just don't care.
Yes.
But it's something.
You're one of the most passionate people. In fact, you're the only passionate person I've ever met who's been this passionate. Yes. Who every year brings it up. Yes. I've heard people give their opinions in passing, but I've never heard someone get this mad every year.
Every year, dude.
Especially a regular ass white dude, which is even funnier that it's you. It cracks me up.
Well, yeah. So I was.
But if history's wrong, it's wrong. I don't know what your argument is, though.
Well, here's my thing, because I think what we were all taught about Christopher Columbus. Do you remember being taught about him in school? Like
I just remember that he was the Santa Maria. I just remember that we were taught he was the first one to discover America. That's what I remember. Yeah. That was it. I don't remember details. He found America. That was like what stuck with me. And then I moved on with my life.
And then I started reading into what really happened and how basically the Native Americans were here first.
Right.
And then he didn't really get to America. He didn't actually land in America. He was in like the West Indies. He was in like the Caribbean. He thought he was in the West Indies.
He wasn't even in
America. It would be like me saying, I'm looking for Canada. I land in Michigan and I go, hey, this is Canada. And they go, no, this is Michigan. And I'm like, no, this is Canada.
Yeah.
And now they have a holiday named after me. That's what happened with Christopher Columbus.
Well, that was a short story. Nothing else happened. I need more than what you just said. You said he found the wrong area, and then we gave him a holiday. That was it?
Well, here's the other thing.
Okay. I'm like, hold on.
In school, in my social psychology class, I'm learning about something called confirmation bias. Mm-hmm. That's where you look for things to justify what you think is, like, I don't think it should be Columbus Day. I think it should be Indigenous Peoples Day. I think that Columbus is a piece of crap. So I'm going to look for things that support the idea that Columbus sucks, that he was a terrible human being.
Well, usually we're given these ideas and then we make that decision.
Right.
For you to be actively searching is not the same to me.
So I was like, so what's people's defense of Christopher Columbus? Like, why it's a good holiday?
So you just want to argue with people no matter what they say, then you want to look for ways to prove them wrong is what you really just said.
Yes and no.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know, I want to be informed about the full thing about Christopher Columbus. Because he did do some good things. He
like
was an
what?
Italian. He did a lot for Italian Americans when apparently there was an issue when immigrants were coming here from Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And they were discriminated against with, you know, Jews and black people.
Shocking.
And everybody
We've
coming
been discriminating
here, right?
against immigrants all these
right?
years, yet we all came from one. Oh, the irony.
Christopher Columbus, being a famous Italian explorer, uh-huh. was one to bring like a positive message for Italian Americans. So at that point in history, they were like, oh, here's our Italian hero, Christopher Columbus. Columbus. So I could see the good thing that he did in that sense. But all the other stuff, like the fact that he never even landed in America, is ridiculous. And then there's the horrible things that happened to Native Americans that were already here because of Christopher
right.
Columbus. And that's
that
a lot of the reason why people
are
so pissed off about
yeah.
it. But I found
to show up and just take someone's land and be like, it's mine.
This is
I'm
mine
here.
Now. This is mine now.
You'd be like, what the hell?
Uh-huh. And you're Indians. You're like, no, we're Americans. We've been here for a while. You're an we're Americans. No, mm-hmm. you're Indians now. Because
yep.
he seemed like he was more lost than
Hence,
he was an
Native
explorer.
American.
Exactly.
Native American.
So formulate your own opinion on it, but I wanted to see both sides of it. So there was yeah. at least one good thing that he did at one point in time.
Which was what?
For the Italian Americans. That's it. Because
oh.
that was it. So Christopher Columbus
so
was
So he helped
good at,
his own people.
Yep.
So basically he's what's the problem with America today? You help your own people and nobody else and then you move on with your life.
There you go.
Doesn't it feel that way
Pretty
sometimes?
Much. And like, then you get a national holiday named after you and they close a couple banks.
Yeah. I honestly don't remember much about learning about Christopher Columbus in school other than we were taught he discovered America and that was it.
Well, because today is not the celebration of his birthday. It's the day that he spotted land and arrived in the Bahamas thinking that he was in Asia. So if you're an explorer, you're in a completely different country.
Mm-hmm.
That's way wrong. I understand you didn't have maps and GPS mm-hmm. back then, but I still don't feel that you're worthy of a holiday.
There was a lot of stuff that went on in this world long before our time. You
yes.
want to talk about slaves? You want to talk about bringing people over and then forcing them to be slaves?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you want to get into it? We can get into the horrible things of the history of this country
oh,
if
wow.
you really want to go deep. Because for me, you're on one tip. I'm like, Briggs, there's so much more to be mad about that you could go even deeper with, dude.
Right, but today there's so much
today it's about Christopher Columbus
or Indigenous Peoples Day, as I've decided it should be.
You can
Indigenous
text or call. Yeah. I'm sure some people are like listening.
There might be some pissed off if you're angry about it.
414-799-1037.
Either side, we'd love to hear it. 414-799-1037. Yeah. Happy Indigenous Peoples Day. That's what I'm going to say. It just sounds better. It sounds better. It's 103.7 KISS FM. In an effort to find somebody as passionate about Columbus Day as I am, we found John and Jackson.
We did. And Jackson has an opinion.
John does, because today is Indigenous Peoples Day or Columbus Day. Call it what you will. John.
Killed a fruit fly. It was amazing.
Nice.
With my bare hands. Anyway, John.
John, what's up?
Hey, I think that every culture should have its day, and sort of like in Summerfest grounds, they sort of do have that. We celebrate different cultures, mm-hmm. not different races. It's the culture that they come from. And
that's right. Polish, Italian. He's right.
Right.
That, yes, I am Polish. Yes.
Yeah.
So there are. Yes, I get what he's saying.
And
go
that's
on.
What we should be celebrating. Every country and culture had its bad time in history. And
oh yeah.
The best part about humans is that we can only get better. I mean, there can be bad people, but at the same time, we should all try to be better and strive to be better.
Mm-hmm.
The Mayans had slaves. Indians even had slaves. Other tribes fought against each other to try to take their land, and that's just part of our history and everybody's history.
Oh, yeah.
And we just all have to evolve to be better people. And Christopher Columbus, we wouldn't be here. No one would be here but Indians if it wasn't for him. And that would go for a lot of
And they'd be a lot yeah. happier, wouldn't
yeah,
they?
We'd be here, they'd just be a lot happier. Yes.
I shouldn't laugh, but it's like, I don't, you know, when you talk about it, it's just so wild.
Yeah.
It is. You know, if you go to small countries in the Caribbean that are part English and
part French. Yeah.
Part French. They really accept that part of going, hey, we are French. We're
uh-huh.
part French.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with that. It made them, I wouldn't say always a better country, but it evolved them.
Look at that. John, you're all about the diversity and the celebration of many cultures.
So am I, and I want to believe in the good of people, but then 2020 happened, and I see little doses of crazy.
Right.
And I try to keep my faith in humanity there, John. I try.
It's been lost. It's just
I try.
In the best part of life. Everybody looked at the negative. You know, rounding out the light.
Yeah, you're very true on that.
Amen.
Yes. We can use a little more light in the world. So
bring the light.
Please, bring it to us, John. We needed that on a Monday. Thank you.
Have a great day, guys.
You too. Man.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Grab an umbrella today. Probably raining. What? Raining today.
Yeah.
But then sick of the rain.
What do you mean sick of the rain? We've had no rain for like a week.
It's been raining since March, it feels like. It hasn't stopped. I mean, the snow went away and then it was like rain, 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 rain.
So, you're going to get some rain today. A little bit more. A little bit more. Sorry.
Yeah.
Don't want to twist that knife in you right now. Didn't mean to do that. PBR, local beer.
Yeah.
This isn't available here yet. Might be available in Illinois soon.
Okay.
But they're having one of the first ever. You like the seltzers, right?
Yeah. I'm into seltzers. It's keto, low carb.
Uh-huh. PBR now has a seltzer that has no alcohol. But it is THC infused.
Oh.
So it's going to be a marijuana infused.
Oh.
Seltzer.
Hard so is
seltzer.
That legal here? Since
not
it's
here.
Not legal here yet?
They're starting it in California. They will probably
come on
move
already.
It to Illinois. Hopefully, maybe, if some people wanted that. But it was an interesting thing that PBR, of all brands, dipping their toe into the water of THC-infused seltzers now.
It's so, like, common and legal in so many places that you have people literally living in two different worlds when it comes to pot and marijuana. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's not even a second. The places where it's legal, it's just like alcohol.
Yeah, it is. You walk into the store where it's legal, in Colorado.
You can drink a 2-liter of whiskey, but you can't smoke a joint. But then you go to Illinois, and it's like, hey, do you?
It's okay down there.
Oh, the irony.
So PBR stepping into that. And then have you ever heard
that's cool.
You ever heard of Natural Light, Natty Light, the beer, the super cheap beer?
Of course I've heard of Natural Light. Come on.
They're doing a promotion on their Instagram where you can take their private jet on a trip to nowhere.
Wait, Natty Light has a private jet?
Which is
I think
funny,
that's the funniest part, is that when you think of Natty Light, you don't think of a high-class lifestyle.
No,
yet,
sir.
Of course, somebody somewhere has a jet that owns that brand, don't they?
And it's got the big wrap on
that's
the side.
Funny.
It says Natural Light on the side of the jet, and you can enter to win a trip to nowhere. Basically, it'll pick you up where you live. It'll fly up in the air for like an hour and a half, let you have a couple beers, land, and then that's it. You don't get to go anywhere
This sounds
else.
Like something for somebody who's never been on a plane. Okay, this doesn't sound that.
If you've never been on a plane and you love crappy beer, go to Natty Light's
this
website.
This is for you.
That would be for you. There you go. It's probably cheap, too.
It would be a contest on a Monday.
Totally would.
Right?
Right? It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Commercial-free hours. We do them all day, every day. We'll kick off one at 7:20 this morning on Kiss.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So it was this year that we lost Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna in that helicopter crash. It was in January of this year, if you can believe it.
2020 was looking pretty okay until that happened.
And
then everything else spun out of control.
Yeah, I don't
think
Kobe would believe the state we're in at this point if he was still alive. I don't know if anybody would from January to now. It's unbelievable. But Vanessa Bryant, of course, celebrated the Lakers winning the championship last night.
17 for the Lakers now.
17 championships they've won. That's crazy. Yeah. I wanted the Bucks to win, obviously.
Yeah.
Kobe, death or not, I was go Bucks all the way. But I guess if it's going to be a year the Lakers win again, it should be the year Kobe passed away, if that's how we're going to justify it in our minds.
I remember saying
I would either
like to see the Bucks win, obviously, or the Lakers because of Kobe. Like one of those two. And I'm glad that at least one of them walked away or something.
Well, you got your wish.
Right. Got my wish.
But she posted a photograph of her husband with the Lakers GM, Rob Pelinka, who they were really good friends with.
Yeah.
And it just said, congratulations, Uncle P. Congratulations, Lakers. Kobe was right. Stay the course. Block out the noise. Mm-hmm. So that was tough for them to lose Kobe, obviously, the entire Laker team. So there you go. They defeated the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
And
LeBron James got the MVP.
Yes. Which I think he was happy about, right?
Yeah, of course he was.
Wasn't he mad at Giannis the other day?
Yeah.
For not getting...
That was the NBA MVP. LeBron
was
the...
That's why I'm like, how many MVPs are there?
There's a different one. There's the whole MVP of the whole season, and then there's one of the finals, like who performed the best during the NBA finals. So the NBA finals
MVP. So he only won the finals one.
He did, yes.
Well, so you're...
But he also won the championship.
That's like a smaller circle.
It is.
Yeah, who cares at that point? So right. It's basically, are you the best out of 70 dudes or are you the best out of 12 is what they're basically asking.
Yeah, you best out of all the teams or the best out
I'd
of these
I'd want to be the
teams?
Best out of all.
Yeah, so Giannis.
Go Giannis.
Yes.
Just saying.
100%, yes. Okay, I don't think I've ever been this close to a car crash. So I'm fascinated as to what happened.
This was like insane what I witnessed. It was Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
I needed one thing, and don't laugh at me. I wanted to go get that Works blower mulcher, the leaf blower that everyone told me about.
The Works Tri-Vac.
That sucks up the leaves and mulches them in a bag for you. It's unbelievable, but that's old people grown-up stuff that I just wanted to go off about for a minute. Thank you to everyone
though.
That recommended that so I didn't have to rake or blow or whatever.
Uh-huh.
It changed my life. However, finding the specific blower I wanted, I could either ordered online or it was available only in two stores like Home Depot, Lowe's. They could send it to the store and I could go pick it up in a couple of days, but I wanted it on Friday.
Oh, you wanted?
I had things to do.
You want delivery, pickup, have it
everything.
In hand.
I just wanted to get rid of the leaves. Yeah. I didn't want to wait till Sunday to have to do this project.
Sure.
So I looked online and I could only find it on Friday in two stores, the same store, Fleet Farm, but either the one in Germantown or the one in Oconomowoc, okay?
Oh, jeez.
So here I am in New Berlin, like, well, damn, which one am I going to go to? So it said Germantown was closer, so I jumped on the freeway, I sped up to Germantown, Riggs, I pull off on Q, I'm driving to the Fleet Farm, which is right off the freeway.
Oh, yeah.
Bruh. And I'm about to turn in, and all of a sudden, I witnessed the craziest car accident. It was that thing where the lights are a mess right there. If you live in that area, you know what I'm talking about. And people were trying to pull out of a shopping center, but you couldn't pull out of the shopping center unless you crossed over all this traffic. So you got to wait for people to let you cross over and turn.
You were going left, weren't you?
I was just going straight.
Okay.
This woman was trying to pull out and cross over to the other side.
Okay.
But there was so much traffic, and she was like 80, 90 years old at least. Like gray hair, driving an old, Sabre.
You could just see the knuckles from behind?
No. She wasn't in front of me. She was waiting to pull out in front of all the traffic I was in.
Oh, okay. So
to
cross
over.
See her.
So there was one SUV in front of me and the light turned green. And so people stopped letting people turn out of the shopping center. Yeah. And basically you're stopping because your light's red. So you're letting all these people cross over to the other side of the road while you wait for the light to turn green. But the light turned green. And it was like slow motion what I witnessed. This little old lady in this car, I see everyone start to go, and there was plenty of time for her to realize that they were not letting anyone else in, and it was like she got confused, and instead of hitting the brake, hit the gas, because she hit it, it was so obvious, she hit
it
so hard.
You could tell the car jerked
forward.
Went
flying across the road, and I could see it in slow motion. The SUV right in front of me had nowhere to go, and it wasn't like she tried to hit the brakes, like, oh God, I hit the gas. Like, she was full on confused or had a stroke or something. So her old, like, LeSabre goes full speed across two lanes, but doesn't get anywhere because it runs into the SUV, the side of the SUV right in front of me.
Rear ends it. Rear ends it.
No, in the side. She hit the SUV that was in front of me. She was trying to turn, but nobody was letting people in anymore. But just like she got confused. So she's trying to come out. We're going straight through the light, and she just goes boom into the side of this SUV right in front
of
me.
She T-bones it?
T-bones it. That's right. Full speed. Like, you could tell she accidentally hit the gas or got confused or something.
Was there someone in the passenger side of this SUV?
No, but it got worse. So she hits it. She rams, T-bones the SUV in front of me, this little old lady. And then you really know something's wrong because instead of hitting the brake after she hit T-bones them, she's still on the gas.
So like push
and
almost
hits
push.
Into the pole, runs into a pole after she T-bones. I mean, it was insane, Riggs. And anyone in Germantown might have seen this accident over by Fleet Farm on Friday. It was insane. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, luckily far enough that I hadn't pushed the gas yet that nobody like ran into me.
Yeah.
Because I was the next car. And I was like, what just did I just witness? So this little old lady jumps out of the front seat, thank God.
She's
which
okay.
Which means she's standing. I don't know if she's okay, but she had to have hit her head or something. She gets out. I'm like, okay, she's standing. So I'm like, wait, do I pull over? Do I pull into Fleet Farm? What do? I'm literally the only, I'm the car behind them. Am I supposed to say something? But it was so obvious what had happened, that she had gotten confused or hit the gas and just had no business driving, you know? And so I was like, I don't know what to do. But then I looked over. There's all these vendors in a parking lot, like set up for some kind of fair or, you know, like something. They're just having outdoor stuff with businesses.
Okay. So Friday was beautiful.
Yes.
It was nice out
on
Friday.
All these people are watching this. So I'm like, oh, there's like 17 witnesses right on this, like right next to the road who all saw this. Like they don't necessarily need me because there are people just, you know, outside that saw it all. So I drove. And I was like, do I stop? Then I felt bad about not stopping, you know?
You
but I knew
stop.
All these people. There was like 20 people standing there. I didn't want it to be too chaotic and put my car in the middle of the road. So I did not, only because I saw so many people.
You left
and
an
I
old
didn't,
lady there?
I didn't leave her there. There was the woman. And I saw everyone get out. I saw the people on the side of the road walk over. And I went, I don't know. But then now I feel bad that I didn't stop. But I don't know what I would have given them that everybody else hasn't given them. It's obvious this little old lady hit the gas and T-boned.
Yeah.
But talk about ruining people's day on a Friday, not mine.
Did you call the cops?
No, the cops were there.
I literally
pulled into Fleet Farm. This is funny. I pulled into Fleet Farm because it was right there and there was a cop sitting there. So I was going to go, hey, but they weren't in the car. I don't know where they were. So
he was in Fleet Farm.
I went in, but then immediately I heard the sirens. I'm like, okay. Okay. Because there were so many witnesses, but I was like, all I wanted was a leaf blower.
And now you have to witness this terror.
It's like we said, we gotta do driving tests more often, man.
Yes.
What I mean, hitting the gas instead of the brake, it was crazy.
Remember, the gas is on the right, the brake is on the left. It's Kiss FM. 103.7, Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. You witnessed a nice little accident over the weekend, didn't you?
I witnessed a crazy accident. It was obvious. This little old lady, when I was in Germantown, had just hit the gas instead of the brake and got confused and T-boned the SUV in front of me and then ran into a light pole. It was sad watching it because you knew she just shouldn't be driving.
Yeah.
She got really confused. And the amount of time it happened, and there was plenty of time for an average person to go, wait, I'm hitting the gas, not the, you know.
Yeah.
It was a long enough period that it was crazy what
you
I
also,
saw.
In a situation like that, you react differently because you're in something that's out of your control. You feel like what is going on?
Yes.
Something must be happening that is not me. I'm certainly not doing this.
No.
This
well,
is the car.
But somebody texted in, Allie, haven't you ever heard of the bystander effect?
Yes.
Which is what?
It's a social phenomenon where if you see an accident or if there's a fight or if someone is stabbed or something in public, if you witness this and you see a lot of people rushing over to help or you think there's a lot of people around, you assume they're going to be taken care of. It's somebody else is going to be, they're going to be okay.
Yes.
And then you go about your business.
Yes.
Which is kind of what happened. But
there were like 20 people standing right literally on the street because they were having some kind of outdoor fair. So there were so many witnesses, and for me to park my car on that busy, in the middle of a busy intersection, it would have caused more chaos. It was not going to help the situation. So had I not seen 20 people standing on the road watching all this, I would have stopped. In fact, I'm the first one to speak up. I'm the one that annoys people, quite frankly. You use the N-word, I'm going to embarrass you and call you out in front of everybody. You do something like try to fight people in public, I'm going to yell at you and be like, you're stupid.
Right.
I will interfere with stuff. But this did not need another person coming in to cause more of chaos.
Let's say the old lady got out of her car and went aggressively at the driver of the SUV and started blaming him and dragged him out of the car and started beating him up. Would you then intervene?
I would have called the police probably and pulled over immediately. But if I had seen old lady doing that,
they got out and cheered her on. I would have been like,
I mean,
I know the old lady's in the wrong in that situation, but I would have had her back.
It's like an episode of what and
what
I waited to make sure she got out of the car. That was my first concern, actually.
You
was
did.
She okay? And as soon as I saw the little old lady get out, I went, okay, whew, she's walking, she's talking, she might not be all there, but okay.
Could you see the people in the SUV if they were okay?
It was just a lady. It was just like a lady on her way home from work, probably on a Friday afternoon, who got T-boned and ruined her whole day, right?
Uh-huh.
So I get the bystander effect, and I get the what would you do?
Yeah.
But I really feel like for for the most part, you know, people need help, I'm going to say something. But there were too many witnesses that it just becomes chaos.
Right.
And by the way, after I went to Fleet Farm and I came back around, guess the whole road was blocked off with ambulances and fire trucks and police
and
people.
It was
chaos.
You knew it was being handled.
It was.
But
absolutely.
But you didn't answer the end of the day. Do you like your works Tri-Vac?
Oh,
do you love your blower now?
It's a game changer. I had so much fun with that thing this weekend.
Isn't it great?
I was like, how the hell old am I that my excitement of the day was going to get a new leaf blower? And why did nobody tell me about the leaf blower that sucks up the leaves before today?
That bag, Allie, can handle so many leaves. It can fit more. It can fit more. It should be an ad for that works Tri-Vac thing.
And if you don't have leaves in your yard, you just laugh at me because you don't get it. But if you have leaves, you know what I'm talking about.
I bought mine after an infomercial. I watched it on TV. I watched this guy sucking up these leaves. I was like,
well, let me tell you, before I had been blowing leaves into a pile, raking them, and then using my lawnmower to run over them and mulch them and bag them. Now I just use the blower to suck them up and mulch them. It's amazing.
It blows and it sucks. It's both.
It does it all.
It does.
It's a queen. She's a queen.
She is
the queen of my house.
This is a commercial free hour on Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
They're dropping like flies on the Tiger King set. They're dropping like flies. We already got Joe Exotic in prison for plotting to kill Carol Baskin.
He's
in prison
animals,
for 22 years.
He never actually killed Carol Baskin.
But he's in prison.
I know.
For attempting to hire someone to kill her. Just a reminder, he's not even in prison for the animal stuff. That is crazy, the Joe Exotic. Well, now Doc Antle, remember the other creepy guys?
God, yes.
He's been indicted finally.
Good.
I feel like we're going to watch everyone on this cast get indicted over time. And I think it's funny that Carol Baskin's applauding Doc Antle's indictment. She's saying that, you know, she agrees he's been treating animals horribly. Basically, let me break it down for you. They're saying that he's in trouble for wildlife trafficking and 13 additional misdemeanors because Doc Antle would take these animals between Myrtle Beach in South Carolina. He would go to Virginia. And there was a guy in Virginia who had this roadside zoo that's already been in a lot of trouble, already gotten in trouble for not being good to animals. Yeah. And supposedly Doc Antle was taking animals back and forth, whether the guy was buying them, whatever. Point is this, it's wildlife trafficking along with all of the conditions. The animals were not in good conditions. Doc Antle saying, I've never treated anyone wrong, but the government disagrees with you. The Humane Society said, yes, they're glad these animals are going to get taken out of these people's care. The guy in Virginia really sounds like a mess, though. I mean, he had like water buffalo. It's like a roadside zoo.
Okay.
So it's just so wrong on the treatment of animals and everything else.
Like these little rinky-dink zoos where people, they claim, like what Joe Exotic had. Some of these.
Like this roadside zoo Doc Antle was giving animals to. Same thing.
You don't have people with any sort of scientific or biological experience with animals or anything, and they're just like, well, we'll keep them in a cage and feed them, and hopefully they don't kill anybody.
Mm-hmm.
This will be great. We'll charge people to come see them. No, that's a terrible idea.
No, they found that the guy that was getting all the animals had inadequate conditions for the animals. There were 119 animals seized last year from this other guy who has the roadside zoo. Yeah. But Doc Antle kept giving him animals, I guess. 46 counts of animal cruelty the guy with the roadside zoo got.
Yeah.
And Doc Antle is well indicted. But he's saying, oh, I'm going to clear my name. You're all going to see that I didn't do anything. Meanwhile, Carol Baskin's applauding that another thing has been done to help the animals.
But I'm
like,
so great.
You all need to go. Like, all of you.
Yeah.
The only one I want to stay out of prison is the poor worker who got their arm ripped off, and you know,
the girl,
yes,
she lost her whole arm. Yeah, her whole
that's
hand.
The only person I might feel bad for in this whole mix.
Yep,
I don't think I feel bad for anyone else.
There was maybe one or two, I don't remember their names, but there were a couple other innocent people that were just unaware,
couldn't
do anything.
Get animals and say I'm an animal lover. I could open a zoo on the side of the road with a ton of animals if I had the money and be like, it's because I love animals.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean I actually am taking care of them correctly or know what I'm doing.
No, if you love animals, donate to a zoo or an organization that helps them, like the Wildlife Federation. That's
something.
How you care for animals, to people that are actually caring for animals.
Get your dog spayed or neutered. Do something simple. All you got to do.
Right.
Something little. Yeah,
Doc Antle now in trouble. Is he going to be in trouble for the women that he was with, by the way, too? Because he had like multiple wives and
I don't think so.
Super young. young women, they can go after that or no? They're just going to let
that
go.
They're only worried about the actual animals,
okay,
not the women.
Right.
103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. Mm-hmm. Allie, do you consider yourself a professional at anything? Like
at anything?
At anything.
Talking, yes.
Yeah. Like I would consider us professional radio professionals.
I think just because of my experience alone.
Right.
That makes me one. Nothing else.
Yeah. Because I think if you put either one of us at any radio station anywhere in the world, we could probably navigate ourselves around.
We'd know what we were doing. Yes.
Right. I consider that a professional.
Yeah.
I got called a professional over the weekend and I wasn't sure how to take it because someone referred to me as being a professional skydiver. I'm an instructor now.
Yeah.
So I have a tandem rating, which means I can strap you to my chest.
You can now take people with you and charge them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I get paid for it. And they said, since you're now being paid for it, you are now technically a professional at that. And I don't feel like a professional because you couldn't put me at any situation in the world and I would be able to do a skydive like this.
So then what makes a professional skydiver a professional?
I don't know. What makes a professional anyone?
And do you want
anyone?
People to know you're saying I'm not a professional while telling them to strap onto your back?
Well, here's what I'm saying. Like, it's being in a different airplane, being in a different environment. Like, I understand East Troy where I jump. I know where we are. I know the lay of the land enough. I know the plane that we're jumping out of. I know the equipment we use at that specific airport.
You know where to land when to land.
You took me somewhere else. You put me in Boise, Idaho.
You would know where
to
land.
I would need some familiarization with it. I would need to learn a little bit more. Therefore, I don't think I would be a professional.
I don't know. I don't know what they're saying. How many times have you
611 skydives.
611 skydives, I'd mark you a professional.
But there are people I know that I jump with that have thousands, like tens of thousands of skydives.
And
so comparison to that, I'm not a professional.
Well, just because they don't want to teach it.
Those people are professionals to me.
Just because they don't want to teach it doesn't mean they're not professionals.
Some of them are. So are there maybe different levels of professionals? Like
sure.
There are some professionals that are lower level professionals that are still learning.
Well, if that's the case, then if we're going to base it on time and experience.
I don't know. Like, where do you, it brought an interesting conversation about, like, what would you be a professional at?
Mm-hmm.
If you were a professional anything, you would be talking.
Well, see, now you're asking people to come up with cool hobbies that we just don't have.
Well, then there's hobbies. That's a completely different thing.
Yeah. Right? So you could just say your own job you're a professional at.
Yeah.
But lots of people, I mean, don't have degrees and they're professionals at all kinds of things.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, I could find a guy who's a roofer who I would consider a professional roofer.
Right.
But I don't know anything. I would be like, yeah, I pay you, you're a professional roofer.
True. And maybe,
right?
And maybe that guy would be like, well, I don't know how to roof the roof of a museum.
To
so
which
I
would say, don't tell anyone that. The key to professionalism is act like you know what the hell you're doing.
Act as if you know.
I mean, when the wheels fall off at the radio station, do I scream and go, ah? No.
Yeah.
No, I scream off the air.
Well, true.
And then on the air, we act like that. We know what the hell we're doing.
That has happened. Radio's a lot like a duck, I describe. It. You ever look at a duck on a pond on the top of the water?
In circles annoyingly or what?
No. Well, on the top, everything's very calm with the duck. But if you look underneath, the legs are kicking like a maniac and it's creating all this havoc under the water. You can't even see it. That's what radio's like.
It's a good analogy.
That's what radio's like.
Yeah.
So I guess, what are you a professional at? And what makes you a professional?
Yeah, let me look at our text. You can always text in or call 414-799-1037. Somebody texted in and said, professional is different from expert, Riggs.
True. What would be the difference between those
two? I guess the expert would be the best of the best. Somebody else said, Riggs, you're a professional, not an expert or a master, question mark.
Well, here's the thing. When they're...
It's like
writing my name officially on the aircraft manifest, I'm listed as a tandem master. That's my title. So, you know, so by title, I'm a master, which is weird, too.
Right. You're a master.
I'm a master. I'm a tandem master.
You're like a 50 Shades of Grey master?
That's
right. You're a skydiving master.
I'm a dominatrix
master. Are you?
Yes, I'm a dom. 414-799-1037.
It says you're a professional there, just like someone doing it in Idaho is a professional there talking about skydiving.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
So what do you think? 414-799-1037. You can call that number, too. We'll talk to you next. Hold on. So what makes you a professional at something? When you're getting paid for it?
Because I said so.
Fair.
How about that?
If I say I'm a professional, then I'm a professional.
I'm a professional bad mom up in here. Thank you.
You're an expert bad mom.
I got
mom.
A degree.
Uh-huh. A BM and BS. 414.
When people always go, Allie, how did you do it? Two babies alone. I go, and there I have a degree that's says bad mom. I got myself right there on my own, people.
Bad mom university. 414-799-1037. Katie, good morning. We're talking about professionals in different professions. Mm-hmm. When are you considered a professional? What did you have to say about this?
Well, I'm a teacher, and I think I'm considered a professional all the time. I like to think so.
All right.
I could probably teach anybody anything, anywhere, anytime, and if I can't, I will get on YouTube and figure that stuff out.
That's nice, and that goes like that way for life, really. There's a YouTube lesson for everything and anything.
That's true.
Right. And it's all about your attitude. If you walk in there and you like say, hey, I know what I'm doing, then you probably know what you're doing. You can probably figure it out, and you'll do it.
Okay. I know a lot of con people who act like that, though. I know a lot of con men and women who walk in and act like they know what they're doing, and they have no clue.
They would be professional con men, then.
That's
Allie.
Thank
See?
You, actually.
See? Okay. So they are professional in something, being jerks and a-holes.
Think about it. I could walk into any room and act like I know what I'm doing. It doesn't mean I do.
Well, yeah, you can walk in any office building, just shuffle around some colored papers and be like, I'm very busy. I've got a lot of important things to do. And you get away with anything.
True story.
Yeah.
All right. People do that.
That's true.
So, Katie, you're a professional teacher, though. All right.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, I am.
Thank you for calling.
For
appreciate
sure.
you
Jeff
listening.
Is in Brookfield. Jeff's in Brookfield.
Jeff, what's up?
Well, my thing is professional has actually gone from the word profession.
True. Yes.
It's the choice you make for the job you're doing. Professional football players.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, they get drafted and whatever, but that is their profession.
So,
same thing with a doctor and everything else. I mean, there are levels that are higher. You look at Rodgers versus
Bears third string quarterback.
Whatever, but I'm just saying.
So you're
their profession.
Some
you're
are saying, better than others.
Right. There are professionals in many professions, but there are different levels of professionals, beginners.
That's true.
You got it.
All right.
That's true.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
I can get behind that.
Yeah.
But see, technically, your rigs, you're getting paid to do skydiving, so
I
then
am.
That would make you a professional, see?
And I am, I guess I'm a beginning professional, I guess you can say?
You've done 600 skydives, I'd say you're a professional.
It's more than zero, right?
It is weird, though, because I don't think anybody ever feels like a professional.
It doesn't, no.
Like, I can be on the radio 20 years at this point and still feel like a little kid who doesn't know what the hell they're doing. I think we just grow up and we go do our jobs and we do it.
Right.
It doesn't mean we don't feel like children at times who are like, how did I end up here? Like, whoa.
And when we start to lack confidence, we call ourselves professionals because it makes us feel better. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
How's it going, guys?
What's up?
Who's this?
This is Mike in Thiensville.
Hey, Mike. What's up? We're talking about professionals in different jobs. Go ahead.
Professionals versus experts, right?
Okay.
We're trying to decipher the difference.
Yeah.
And I could be wrong, but this is the way I view it.
Okay.
So an expert is someone who has a wealth of knowledge on something. They know a lot about it.
Yep.
They you can ask them anything and they know about it.
Like cheating men. I'm an expert.
They're experts. You know a lot about that. She does.
You know a lot about that. You're an expert on cheating men, but you're also an expert at lots of other things. And then you have professionals who are really good at a task. They are really good at a job.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
A professional could be an expert, and an expert could be a professional.
Fair.
Okay.
You could also have an expert who's not a professional and a professional who's not an expert.
Oh, my God.
So I see it as a difference of someone who is doing a job.
Okay.
They are a professional at it. They're really good at it.
Uh-huh.
And then you have it, you know, like a basketball player, they're a professional, right?
Okay.
But the announcer...
They're just experts.
All the stats and knows everything about every player. They're an expert.
Mm.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Like Chris Collinsworth.
I
don't know who that is.
He's a terrible commentator.
Oh, okay. I was thinking you could also say like journalists and then regular people like us.
Right.
To decipher the
yes.
news. So you got journalists who I would consider experts and professionals, and then you got people who just run their mouth.
Like
which
us.
Which is like us.
Yeah, we're just lunatics.
Right? So like, there you go.
We're professional lunatics. That's great.
We're just opinionated.
Hey, man. Thanks so much for calling. We appreciate you listening. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yep.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. No, I got to hand it to Dollar General what they're doing right now.
Okay.
Because it's pretty brilliant what
they're
doing.
Is this Dollar General? Okay.
This is Dollar General, right. You've been before? When's the last time you went to Dollar General?
Which is the one that has actual stuff that's a dollar? Dollar Tree.
Dollar Tree is everything's a dollar.
That's the one I go to.
Uh-huh. Dollar okay. General is everything is generally around a dollar.
Well, that doesn't work for me, but right? Go unless you tell me something amazing.
Well, what they're doing now is they're opening new stores. Dollar General.
Okay.
Because apparently they think some people... they have a stigma attached to Dollar General. Like, they don't want to shop there because they feel like, I don't know, it's trashy. It's, like, gross. Some people have
this
negative image.
Dude, they're all dollar
image.
Stores. How are you going to judge $1? That's like judging one thrift store to the next. It just is what it is, and we've accepted it. Oh, really? But go
so
on.
So Dollar General is now putting lipstick on the pig, and they're creating new stores.
Lipstick on the pig.
They're calling pop shelf stores, which is basically a Dollar General, but it's higher-end products. So you're paying more for them than you would at the Dollar General store.
Just take off your name then.
Some of them even the same as well. I don't understand
just
why.
Just change the name of the stores. And that's where you're telling me now that they're going to have, they already have stuff that's more than a dollar. And now they're going to have an elite section that's more than a dollar.
Yeah, it's a whole
just
new store.
Just change the damn name of the store.
Yeah. They're making a whole new store for this, which makes no sense.
Changing the name.
No. It'll be a whole new store operated by Dollar General. For higher end shoppers is what they're going after. So
just change it to like $2.50. Call it $2.50 General.
There you go.
$3 General.
Okay.
$17 General. I don't know. What's your average price going to be now? That's what I need.
That's the one that just opened at 84 South. Five Below.
Five Below. Yeah. It didn't just open, Riggs. That thing's been open for over a year now.
Is it been open that long?
Yes, dude. Time. You remember, it's October.
That's right.
Like, what you have to remember that a lot of this year has been like.
Yeah. It's been a wash.
Yeah.
It's been the longest. Or the shortest year ever. I don't even know.
The longest year of my life.
It's been long, but it's also been short because I feel like March was yesterday. But it also feels like, God, 2020's been like 4 years long.
And slow at the same time.
Yeah.
It's like the weirdest feeling ever. I know. I just had to text my hair girl, and I was like, dude, I feel like I was just there, but it was 2.5 months ago. Yeah. I feel like I just saw you.
Yeah.
But it was in July, and it's the middle of October. I can't even process.
What's going on?
If I don't get pumpkins soon, Halloween is canceled. Yeah. I mean, I haven't even gotten pumpkins.
So Dollar General will be opening like 30 of these stores by the end of next year. Maybe one coming to Wisconsin.
I still think they should change their name.
Just
if they're going to add more stuff that costs more.
Right. Just do a re-image, rebrand. Yeah. If you think you got image problems, just start a new store. Come on.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so why is Chris Brown literally sneaking into Adele's house in the middle of the night in London?
Yeah.
He showed up in the middle of the night. He left around 2 a.m. There's pictures of him walking in with a mask on. Don't think anything yet. He's friends with her boyfriend, okay?
Okay.
So they may be working on something, but it's not romantic. There were pictures, by the way, that came out of them when they had originally met at the Grammys
years ago. Chris Brown and Adele, okay.
Chris Brown and Adele, and it looked like she was yelling at him, but really it was her like complimenting him, and she clarified that on Twitter, and he thanked her for that. So they had already had that good exchange, the two of them, which is amazing. You can have a good exchange with Chris Brown.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive, because the guy's done a lot of nasty stuff, too. But he was going in her house, and they said, don't think anything of it. He's just friends with her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the tattoo Chris Brown got this year, by the way, of the Air Jordan 3 sneaker? It's on the side of his face. I don't know if he got it in like February and then quarantine hit, so we missed it. It looks like an earring hanging on his cheek. It's just, I don't get the face tattoo
stuff. It's like
right
in front of his ear. Yeah, that's weird.
It's just
a Jordan sneaker, that's it?
It's the Jordan 3 sneaker on the side of his face. So
it's like a baby shoe, too. It looks weird.
So here's what we know. We know that Chris Brown is obviously friends with Adele and her boyfriend.
Yeah.
He was sneaking into their house and sneaking out in the middle of the night. They obviously didn't want people to know, but we know. So they must be working on something.
Maybe.
I don't know. It blows my mind people keep working with Chris Brown.
Well, he's still a talented artist.
Yeah, I mean, look, well, he still beat up Rihanna in front of our face, threw Karrueche Tran down the stairs. Yep. I mean, I can't even. I will say he at least flew over to Europe to go see his son, who was in Germany.
Yeah.
So the baby mama has been stuck in Germany through quarantine and all that. So they've been hanging out there. So he flew to Germany first to see his kid. I'll give him that.
He
went to see his kid, and then he went to Adele's house.
I watched his documentary, Allie. He's the victim in this whole thing.
That's what he said after Rihanna, and then he did it again.
Yeah.
Like most domestic abusers do. So I just want to speak out on Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Yeah.
That...
It's not okay.
Not cool.
Never okay, no matter who you are. Yep. Not once, not twice, three times, three trips.
Three times a lady.
Three times a lady. Like that. Good pull.
Three times.
Three trips to the hardware store to prevent mice from being in my house anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I ended up doing on Friday. That was my entire day on Friday, by the way.
Obsessing over the mice?
Obsessing over it. Because finding one dead mouse, you know there's more. There's got to be more. Where could they possibly be?
Yeah. So I was like curious what method you chose because people were calling in with all kinds of stuff Friday.
People were calling about mothballs. People were saying, somebody texted in Irish Spring Soap.
Yeah.
Irish Spring Soap.
For some reason. Don't like the smell.
Yeah. Somebody said an electronic sensor. There's something you can actually plug in that senses, puts out this sound that rodents don't like.
What?
Yeah. It's like I saw it at the hardware store. I don't trust it, though. I don't think.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'll just sit by the hole and scream if you want me to.
Yeah. So we can't figure out where they're coming from, but we have an idea of where we think they might be coming from. Right outside where Samson's Bowl is, there's like a cement patio that we have with some cement stairs. Mm-hmm. And there was a big gap by the bottom of these stairs, like big enough that several mice could fit in there. Like it was an open area.
It's very normal. I have so many concrete issues like that on my patio where the concrete's off. Yeah,
it was all off kilter, and so Samson was always out there sniffing around. Yeah. So we have a feeling there was something out there. So earlier this summer, we had somebody come and do what's called mudjacking, where they raised that up and closed the little gap.
Mm-hmm.
But this was just done maybe a month ago, the mudjacking. So I'm thinking,
just had it fixed, and now you got a mouse. The irony in that one.
Yes. So we're thinking if they were in that area, they were probably looking for warmth because it got really cold for a couple days.
Yeah.
We got a couple really cold days and mice will go to the warmth. So what I had to do there was still a little gap around our house by these stairs and I wasn't leaving any chances. All right.
Yeah.
So I'm finding a way to fill this gap with like styrofoam and I'm getting all this caulk and I'm having to go back and forth to the hardware store.
Did you go to the hardware store and repeatedly stand there and go, can someone tell me where the caulk is?
Yes.
Caulk?
I gotta get caulk.
I'm looking for caulk.
I need some tubes of
caulk.
I need to lay some caulk in the crack. I need to lay my caulk in the cracks.
Just a woman over here looking for caulk.
I made the joke many times, believe me. But then it was two more trips because I got these little traps with the little green things in them, those green pellets that they were talking about. But I wanted to put these outside, and these weren't outdoor traps.
Okay.
They don't have any outdoor traps, so I had to go back to the hardware store.
Why would you? Yeah, you got to have it inside. Why else would you be? You're trying to catch a mouse outside? No.
Right.
You want to catch it inside.
Right. So I put a couple traps inside. Went back to the hardware store again, and I was like, "Is there anything I can do outside? I want to make sure I can double down, triple down, and make sure there are no more mice in my house." They gave me this spray, like this really high powered spray that I can spray all around the entrance to my house.
Oh.
So now I've laid down this rodent repellent barrier. I've caulked the whole thing, the whole area. There's no more gaps. I caulked out the gaps, filled it all out.
Okay.
After three solid trips, I checked the little traps. I have some traps inside the house. I have a little trap outside the house.
Okay.
No mice so far. Still, we're okay. We're okay.
Well, so maybe it was just one. You're assuming there were more, but it could have been one that got in.
Doesn't mean that's
where they live, is my point.
I'm hoping that.
I feel like, because like my neighbors and I will, like we've discussed, like somebody will get it in their garage, and then I'll have one like in my basement. You know what I mean? So it's like, I almost feel like they're going from house to house.
Might be.
That's my thing. Like, yeah. You see what I'm saying?
They're just traveling mice?
Yeah.
Between houses?
I mean, what are the odds she has one on, the chick next to me has mice, person behind me and me? I'm like, oh, they're playing all three of us, man. You know?
It's It's a conspiracy. It's a mouse conspiracy.
It's jerks.
We're fine for now. I didn't have to bring in any experts. I think I've handled it on my own.
Well, good for you.
Yes, I think.
But did Samson ever see the mouse, your dog?
No, he didn't.
Oh,
my wife
God.
Said she got it before he saw it.
Thank God.
I was like, he would have eaten that thing or he
would have
freaked
out. What did she do?
She freaked out. She threw it away like in this little sewer in our backyard. She didn't know where to put it.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to put it in the trash. It's going to stink.
Dead
mouse. One dead mouse. Too many, man. Way too many. So
yikes.
As of now, Mousegate has ended.
Well,
at
good.
Least it's suspended.
Suspended until we see another.
Yes, until we see another one.
And somebody else is, people are texting in now. My husband got eight mice traps.
Eight
mice in traps from our house this past week. Wow. Oh. She said he too spent a lot of times going to Menards to
try to get rid of them, right?
Yes.
Yeah. One of my friends I was talking to, he said he put down those sticky traps. The sticky, the little thing that are like the glue traps, which is horrifying because his wife said, I heard a squealing. She goes to find the trap and there's a live mouse on it. So what are you going to do with a live mouse? No.
No, thank you. And somebody else said, under the door draft sliders. They help us out in the country.
Yeah, I've heard about those too.
So.
Yeah, they sell those too. So.
Anyway.
Thank you for all of your help, everybody that texted in and called. I really do appreciate it, yes. 103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. You can always get our show on demand with the radio.com app because your phone is now your radio. You don't have a radio, that's not a problem. No excuses. Radio.com. You can download it for free.
Yep.
Did we learn anything on our show this morning? Because I learned something about Allie.
What did you learn?
I learned that Allie left the scene of an accident.
Oh, here we go. See, I knew this was going to turn into me being a bad human being.
No, Allie was driving to get a new device from the hardware store at Fleet Farm in where? Economowoc?
No.
Where were you going?
I had two choices, Germantown or Economoc. So I went immediately to Germantown, Riggs.
Yep. Germantown.
And for the win.
On the way there. Yes, Germantown. We love you. We love you, Germantown.
Yep. So I drove right up, got off on cue, and spotted the craziest car accident of my life where an old lady, it appeared she hit the gas instead of the brake and T-boned someone in front of me, then hit a pole because you could tell she didn't know what was going on. She was too old to be driving. She got out okay, but not before she T-boned somebody and hit a light pole. I mean, it was like, what the hell?
But there were a lot of people around that area.
There was a fair going on, so there was like people standing on the side of the road who just happened to see it.
Yep.
Luckily.
And then when you pulled into Fleet Farm, you heard the sirens and it was all roped off afterwards. So.
Yeah, I did walk up to the cop's car, but there was no cop in there, so I didn't have any. I was like,
He was in Fleet Farm, grabbing a big bag of gummy bears.
Something.
That's what I do in Fleet Farm.
Gummy bears?
Yeah.
That's what you get?
Yeah, but yeah.
I was getting a leaf blower, then I was on my way.
What did you learn on the show this morning?
I learned that you handled the mouse problem at your house.
Sure did.
It only took like seven trips to the hardware store.
Took a bunch of big tubes of caulk.
I've never thought about why men make so many trips.
Gets us out of the house.
It's all of them.
Gets us out of the house.
It's making me wonder now because I've never gone to the hardware store that many times and I fix my own stuff. But you guys go like 10 times.
Yeah. Because we always go and we get the wrong thing, then we have to return what we got, and then go back and get the right thing, then we figure out the right thing.
Why can't you just do it the first time?
Because we're men and we like to get out of the house. That's how we roll.
Busted.
It's the same reason we spend 45 minutes in the bathroom to get away from you guys.
I told my friend that the other day. I go, is your husband spending a lot of time in the bathroom? She's like, no. I go, oh, wait till the kid gets older.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. He's not hiding
yet. That becomes his sanctuary. That's KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.